Good morning. This morning's Bible passage is Luke 22, number 24 to 30. Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. Jesus told them, "In this world, the kings and great men lord it over their people, and yet they are called friends of the people. But among you, it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and their leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here, for I am among you as the one who serves. You have stayed with me in my time of trial, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I now grant you the right to eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
One calzone, one spicy meatball. Oh, buongiorno! Welcome to Olivet Ristorante. I am Grant, and I am your singing waiter. Oh, we are so happy to have you here today. I'm here at Olivet Ristorante. Humility is our middle name. We are here to serve you. Love that stuff. Okay. But don't worry. I'm not going to sing that song. But I am going to sing about humility. Okay, I'm not going to sing that song either. And actually, you know what? I'm not even a real waiter. I used to be. But I'm not anymore. But I thought it would be fun to go all out this morning because we're talking about something that waiters know a lot about. Putting other people first. You see, when you're a waiter, you have to serve people. And serving people is one of the ways that we put them first. And that's what humility is all about. Humility is putting others first by giving up what you think you deserve. It's true. The good news, though, for me at least, is that I've got this one in the bag. Oh, yeah. I love putting other people first. I mean, that's what I do every week when I come here and hang out with you guys, right? Oh, yeah. I could be doing like a million other things, but I choose to be here because, well, I'm just humble like that.
Hey, Grant, I'm so glad to hear that you are very keen on putting others first because I actually needed your help today.
What? Me? You need my help? Dude, I like got here early, and I like set all this stuff up, and I've like done all this stuff. Like, sorry, my job's done. It's time for you to be humble now, man.
Okay, well, that was awkward. But it's not a big deal. I'm sure I can get someone else to help me. And it's actually perfect that we're in a restaurant of sorts, because the Bible story that we're going to share today takes place around a very important meal. Now, Jesus and his followers, the disciples, had gathered for that special meal, and it was the Passover, the feast to celebrate how God had delivered the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt. God was about to save his people again, this time for good, through Jesus, the promised one. Now, Jesus' disciples were likely expecting this. After all, they believed Jesus was the Son of God. And they had seen the crowds in Jerusalem just days earlier as they lined up in the street like we saw this morning, waving branches that they'd ripped off of nearby trees, throwing their coats on the dusty road to pave the way. Everyone had cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel!" The King. Of course, the time must be drawing near for Jesus to make himself a king. In Zechariah, this is what was prophesied. The king would come into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, and then he would take the throne, and through the Lord's power, he would clear away Israel's enemies and restore the nation to peace, independence, and prosperity. But becoming king this evening was the last thing on Jesus' mind as he watched his 12 closest friends begin eating the Passover meal. He knew it would soon be time for him to go and be with his Father, God. He wanted to show his friends just how much he loved them. So, he got up from the table, removed his outer robes, and he got a towel. He had a bowl of water, wrapped them around his waist, knelt down, and began to wash the disciples' feet. Now, you may think this sounds a little strange. And it was, but not for the reason you may be thinking. Foot washing was common during the time Jesus lived on earth. But what was not common was for a king, the very Son of God, to wash the feet of those who followed him. After all, the disciples' feet would have been, well, pretty gross. Back then, men wore sandals. Not as cool as these ones. But they wore sandals, and people walked everywhere, right? The roads weren't paved. You can imagine all the things that they would have stepped in on the way to the Passover meal. The dust from the dirt roads would have been bad enough. But there were animals everywhere too, and you know what that means for the road. Yep, really, really gross. You can imagine how dirty and how smelly their feet would have been. Now, here is where I need some help. And I believe I have three volunteers to come up here and get your feet dirty. Come on up. Come on up. Now, so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is to stand right here and just take off your shoes and your socks and roll up your pants a bit if you're not pre-prepared like Josiah wearing shorts. Okay, and Emily, you're going to want to roll up your pant legs a little bit. That's far enough. That'll be good. It's not that deep. Who wants to start first, Emily? All right, excellent. So, step in. No, you got to step in this one first. Come around this side. There you go. Step in. Step right in. Oh, how does that feel? Yeah. Okay. Wiggle your toes around. All right. Now you can step out and then step into the next one. Step into the next one. Wiggle them around. Wiggle them around. Right? You're in. There you go. Okay. Step onto the towels. And just right here. Right here. Okay. Who's next? Kenton. Put him. Oh, feel it between your toes. All right.
It feels kind
of
comfy.
Comfy? All right. There you go. Step in. Into the mud. All right. Excellent. Okay. Come on, Josiah. Hopefully. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So, don't hold your feet up. Wait. Hey, you didn't step in the dirt. Oh, you did. Okay. Wiggle your toes. Hold the foot up. Right? Okay. So, that's pretty disgusting. Although, I've got to say, it smells pretty good. Chocolate. Yeah. But back in the Bible days, that would not have been chocolate. So, I think you guys are probably ready to get your feet cleaned up, right? You're all grossed out now. Are we ready?
Sure.
All right. All right. Excellent. Okay.
Stop! 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 Stop!
What's wrong, Grant?
What are you doing?
We're washing the feet.
Dude, you shouldn't be doing this. You're the storyteller. You run the show. You're in charge. You have no business washing their feet. They should be washing your feet.
I think I can see what's going on here. I'll tell you what, Grant. Why don't you have a seat over there? I'll finish up here, and then we'll figure things out from there, okay?
I don't know. I would not let you wash my feet.
All right, thank you. All right, can I have a big round of applause for our three volunteers? And I think maybe we ought to have had another towel here, but we'll make do. So if you guys want to pop back down to the front row? Leave your socks off for now.
Yeah.
We'll take care of the details afterward.
If the carpet gets messed up, are we to blame?
I am. Off you go.
More.
Okay. So yes, the disciples' feet would have been pretty gross. But here's the really, really cool thing. Jesus was not put off by their dirty, smelly feet. He loved his friends so much that he wanted to serve them. People wanted to make Jesus king, but here he was doing the work of a lowly servant. While Jesus was washing their feet, he came to Peter. Peter asked Jesus if he planned on washing his feet. Jesus told him that even though Peter did not understand what Jesus was doing, later he would get it. But that wasn't a good enough answer for Peter, and he refused to let Jesus wash his feet. In fact, Peter went so far as to say, "You'll never wash my feet." But Jesus told Peter that unless he washed his feet, Peter couldn't share life with Jesus. Well, that changed Peter's tune. He certainly didn't want to be left out. So Peter said, "In that case, Jesus, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too." But Jesus told him he only needed to wash his feet because the rest of him was clean. And when Jesus finished washing the disciples' feet, he returned to his place at the table. And here's what he said. He said, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord. You're right. That is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, so you should also wash one another's feet. I have given you an example. You should do as I have done for you." Wow. I think Jesus meant more than just splashing water on each other's feet. He went on, "What I'm about to tell you is true. A servant is not more important than his master, and a messenger is not more important than the one who sends him. Now you know these things, so you will be blessed if you do them." Jesus set a pretty incredible example for us. All those people were praising him, wanting to make him king, and he just wanted to serve him, serve them. Jesus made it clear. The most important, noble thing any of the disciples could do wasn't to stand in front of the crowd and receive praise and applause. The most important job was to quietly put the wants and needs of others ahead of their own. And that's our most important job too. One of the things that we do with the kids is at this point we do an impress, which is we have a phrase that we say together. So I'm going to say the phrase and I'm going to ask everybody to join in. We'll say it a couple of times. And the phrase is, "I can put others first by serving them." So can we say that together?
I can put others first by serving them.
One more time.
I can put others first by serving them.
Thank you. Jesus' entire life was about putting the needs of us ahead of him. So to be like Jesus, we serve others by putting their needs ahead of their own. We should treat others the way I want to be treated. But that's not always easy, is it? So let's ask God for help putting others first by serving them. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for putting our needs first and sending Jesus to be our Savior. And thank you for the example he showed us with his entire life of how to put others first by serving them. We want to be like Jesus, and so we want to serve others. But it's not usually all that easy for us. So please change our hearts. God, make us more like Jesus. Make us love each other the way that Jesus loved us, and show us how we can put each other first daily by serving each other. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.